Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. The future of rapid response medicine is here, a special gel created from algae that has caused quite a stir online. The kicker? It was invented by someone who wasn't even old enough to get into a rated R movie. It's called VetiGel, and it's purported to help deep wounds stop bleeding within seconds of application. The way it works, as described by its inventor Joe Landolina, is similar to the way Lego blocks link together. When the gel is applied to a wound, even a rapidly bleeding one, the polymer structure of the gel reassembles into a mesh, a wall of microscopic Legos of sorts that quickly creates a strong barrier to the bleeding. On inventing the framework for the gel, Mr. Landolino describes himself as a tinkerer, and at the time he had an abundance of algae as a working source of research, which is when he first noticed the reassembling nature of the materials. After an extensive test phase, VetiGel has now become approved by veterinarians for use on animal wounds. And as for the future of this astonishing invention, Mr. Landolina and his team are actively working towards approval for human application in the military and emergency medicine markets within the year. The entire project is still somewhat in its infancy, but it does hold promise for the future of rapid response medicine. Imagine a world where victims of stabbings or soldiers suffering from shrapnel injuries have the opportunity to have their bleeding wounds plugged almost instantly. A world where police officers shot in the line of duty simply add a dose of VetiGel with little to no added pain, and they're left with the chance to return home at the end of the day. The future is now. Oh, so much paranormal and weird news out there. So little time. We need your news tips. You can become a Dark Matter News correspondent. Expose the darkness. Join us at darkmatternews.com.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, call the Debt Helpline today.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late fees and significantly reduce the amount of debt that you owe.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
If you have an income and you want to get out of debt faster than you ever will on your own, call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis that I promise will change your life. 800-648-9176. 800-648-9176. Call now. 800-648-9176.
Sunday night, September 27th, around 7 Central Time, will mark the appearance of this year's fourth and the last of a tetrad of four consecutive lunar eclipses spanning 2014 to 2015. The blood moon eclipse should be visible in Western Asia, Europe, Australia, North and South America for approximately 3 hours and 20 minutes. Unlike the last eclipse of April 4th, the third tetrad, with totality lasting only about 5 minutes, totality with this eclipse will be visible for an estimated whopping 1 hour and 12 minutes in several parts of the world. While some televangelists and spiritualists may proclaim this as a sign of end times, with tetrads and blue moons concurring with the Jewish feasts of Passover and the Tabernacles, to some unknown readers, it may be less apparent that these are not out of the norm, as these events were already a part of the sequenced Jewish lunar calendar. Incidentally, three of the four eclipses were not visible at all in Israel, with this last one expected to be barely visible at the end before sunrise this September. So with all that, you still have the question of why does the moon turn red? Well, the moon appears red during most of any lunar eclipse because sunlight that is not blocked by the Earth is filtered through Earth's atmosphere, concealing blue-green light and casting red tones along the Earth's umbrella or shadow. In other words, red light passes more easily through Earth's atmosphere. This optical phenomenon in physics is known as Rayleigh scattering. And because of this, it is very likely that on any given evening or very early in the morning, during the right time, you will see a red blood moon. And this is because the moon can appear red when it's closer to the horizon during both moonrise and moonset, as light reflected from the moon is scattered and passes through more of Earth's atmosphere. Similarly, during events like volcanoes, which produce tiny particles that scatter light from the sun and reflected light from the moon, red light will more than likely scatter less, passing through Earth's atmosphere and give the moon an eerie crust or crimson hue. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.